Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Bilingualism. That's my topic. You know, I don't know about you, but I remember my parents being very impressed with people who spoke two languages, three languages, four languages. I can remember meeting a person that reported to speak six languages and demonstrated it. And there are odd numbers of people who speak multiple languages. And there are many, many, many young children taught two languages, their primary language of birth, and then their secondary language of culture, or the other way around. So bilingual education has had an enormous amount of attention over the last number of years. When I was at university in the early 60s, the thought was is that if you taught a child a different language than his primary language, you would create a monster. You would create a child that would be confused linguistically, be confused intellectually, and in fact would be somewhat of a delayed speech child, not be able to speak at all for maybe a number of months or a number of years to a point where anybody could really understand what the kid was saying. We would be almost like creating some kind of a social, intellectual Frankenstein. So that was the early thinking. It goes back into the 60s and maybe even up into the early 70s. And then we started to do some research on the topic, actually, to see if, in fact, those beliefs and those thoughts and ideas about people were actually true. So we started a series of research studies, wondering if, in fact, the kid that has bilingual skills is different than the kid that has only one linguistic skill. We call monolinguistic, if you will. And some research in the early 70s was done at the university in Montreal. That would be McGill University, and university with which I was associated during my training. And in this research, they identified kids that were bilingual as having just a few advantages in their cognitive skills. They were able to inhibit their unwanted thoughts and actions, and they were a little bit more sophisticated in their abstract thinking. In other words, in the early 70s then, there was a beginning to the thought that maybe there's an advantage to a child having two languages or three languages. So the idea of studying this and teaching this to children in schools, perhaps a good idea. So many universities and many schools started the process of teaching children another language than their own. And if they came with a different language, that is a non-English language, they were allowed to keep their own primary language and learn English. In other words, they became bilingual one way or the other, English plus some other language, or some other language plus English. Well, then some of the research then changed in the late 1970s, and the idea here was that maybe bilingual education can be handy, but not necessarily make you more intelligent. So that was a summary of a considerable amount of research that started in the late 1970s and the early 80s. There was certainly some advantage to consider a bilingual education, but the advantages were not really distinct and great, other than maybe you're a little bit more of a sophisticated abstract thinker. In other words, you could come up with ideas and dream ideas and express ideas, but not necessarily were you smarter than anybody else. So that was the thinking up into the 1970s, 1980s, and that period of time. Well, more recently, some research was done at the University of Western Ontario. That's in Canada, in the Toronto area. And the research that was done there studied 11,000 kids who had different language skills, different languages they spoke. And they matched them up with one kid that had one language and a kid that had two languages. So they were matched up in pairs out of these 11,000 kids, the pooling of 11,000. But they matched these kids for their educational background, their age, their economic levels, and the kind of the homes they came from. So they kind of matched them up so they were somewhat equivalent in their social identification. So eventually they came up with about 375 pairs of kids. That would be about 750 kids altogether out of that 11,000. And then they followed these kids in terms of their ability to perform on a number of different tests of intelligence. And you know what? Many, many different tests of intelligence were administered, and they found one in which these kids were different. So that hardly speaks for the idea that bilingual education is damaging. It certainly speaks to the idea that bilingual education may be good, but it doesn't give a kid a leg up in life. It doesn't make them smarter, in other words. It doesn't make them brighter. It doesn't make them more educationally advantaged. We have these kids now that have two different languages, and we welcome them in our society. We welcome them, but we're not afraid of them like we were at one time, thinking that they were smarter than the rest of us. In fact, they're probably not much different than anybody else. Now, one research study that was done, University of California, this is in Irvine, found that maybe there's a little bit of an advantage if a kid develops his second language, learns his second language early in life. In other words, in the early developmental stages of language development. And that kid would be a little bit advantaged over the kid that learned a second language later in life. And there were certain findings that were true. Kids that had the second language learned early in life were a little bit more capable in their ability to solve problems, to make decisions, to strategize, and to plan ahead. We call those executive functions. And so they were a little bit more advantaged in some of these areas. And that, by the way, that executive functions in the brain, in the forward, in the front part of the brain, is where that ability is stored and operates from. And then there was another study done in which they found that maybe there was an advantage if a kid learned not only early in life, but learned his second language very well. In other words, wasn't just barely speaking his second language, but was very proficient in his second language. There was not much of an advantage in that particular study of one kid over the other. So what does this all mean? Well, here's the general finding. Kids that speak two languages, three languages, are not necessarily smarter than anybody else. So don't be intimidated by them. You might be impressed with their ability to learn and to speak different languages, but they're not smarter than you. So don't be intimidated. Don't be overpowered by that idea. Put yourself forth that you're just as smart as anybody else. You are just as smart as the guy that knows two languages or three languages or whatever it might be. Whether you learned it early in life, later in life, and knows it very proficiently or knows it just moderately well. Have courage and live life fully, whether you have one language or two languages or whatever. But some of the benefits of a second language. So it does allow you to speak to kids from different cultures, different backgrounds, different experiences in life. It does give you kind of an advantage, at least socially, that you can speak to more people. You might be more qualified for certain jobs, because there are certain jobs that require a second language or a particular language. So that gives you maybe a leg up in the employment world. And you might like people better who come from different backgrounds and different languages. You just might like them. So your social world is broader, bigger, stronger. So there may be advantages then to having a second language, but not from the point of view that you're smarter. You just maybe have a greater interest, a broader interest in life, and can interact more broadly with different people in different situations and qualify for different jobs and so on. So there's advantages, but it doesn't harm you. It doesn't impair you, and it doesn't make you even greater and smarter than anybody else. So there you are. That's bilingual language. We've gone a lot of distance on this since the early 70s and the early 60s. We're now accepting now of teaching bilingual education, encouraging bilingual education, encouraging people with different languages. We're more impressed to have these kind of people in our life because they add enjoyment to us. They add fullness to our life, and they open doors of opportunity for us, but they're not necessarily smarter than you. So don't be intimidated and enjoy life anyway. Nice to have you with me, and thanks for joining in. Bye for now.